The Canisius College baseball team is heading back to the NCAA tournament after winning their conference tournament last weekend. Coach Mike McCray joins us by phone this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. And just for matters of disclosure, I got to tell everybody that I am employed by the Canisius Athletic Department occasionally for certain broadcast duties. Unfortunately, I don't get to spend much time on baseball, so let's talk some baseball this morning. You faced elimination last weekend in your conference tournament. It's a double elimination tournament. Five straight games you had to win to advance. Just talk about that and what maybe the key was to running the table under so much pressure.
Well, we faced five straight elimination games, and the irony about this, Jay, is that we almost got eliminated by traffic down there. Game two, we ended up arriving late to the ballpark because we couldn't get out the thruway, and then once we did, we ended up getting stuck in traffic trying to go a back way. But that was kind of the first obstacle we had to overcome, and that was in game two against Maris.
So you were able to get through it and win five, and that most certainly puts you in the NCAA tournament. And their program success most certainly is notable. And you know, we see a number of your players get drafted every year. I like to go out to the New York Penn League games in Batavia from time to time. Seems like every year we see at least one of your players comes through. What about the connection with professional scouts? Obviously, they're paying attention to you. How often do you see these individuals at your games and practices?
We're seeing them at all the time and different facets of the year as well. Like just a simple example, we had a inter-squad scrimmage last fall on a Friday afternoon, and I think we had six different organizations represented, you know, like September 20th or something of that nature. And it's great for the opportunities for those kids. And they realize that if they perform, they're going to have an opportunity to go to the next level. And
62 games you played this year. That's the most of any team in the tournament. And if I'm not mistaken, there was snow on your home field in April. How did you manage to play 62 games?
You know, obviously in the recruiting world, the opportunity to play is big. And you know, this little school in Buffalo, New York is number one in the NCAA in games played right now. So there's some good irony in that. You know, we want to play. We don't get better, you know, sitting at home and doing nothing.
It's a great time, of course, to celebrate the success of the program and getting to the tournament for the second time in 3 years. But you've been down this road before. You know now the step up in competition that you face going in against Missouri State. Put that into perspective for us in terms of how much of a jump it is when you have to take on a team like that.
I think one of the biggest hurdles we had to overcome a couple of years ago was just feeling comfortable that we could compete at that level. And that probably took about a 2-3 innings for guys to get over that hurdle. And then once we did, you know, we had a chance to win that game against the number one team in the country. We were down a run in the eighth, and we had bases loaded, one out, and just couldn't put it together against UNC's All-American closer. And you know, I think this time around, we returned some guys that have been there. I think that will help. The other part of it is I think where the big difference is the speed of the game is just it's greater. You know, with those guys, everybody can run and move, and the athleticism grows, and the speed of the game is just heightened.
Canisius College coach Mike McCray with us on phone this morning. His team is taking on Missouri State in the NCAA tournament. Thank you very much for joining us by phone this morning.
Thanks, Jay. It's been a pleasure to be here.